Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The race for the Republican presidential nomination is taking some drastic twists and turns as the candidates close in on tomorrow's South Carolina primary. Newt Gingrich has surged in the latest polls, which now show him slightly ahead of Mitt Romney. And there were major sparks in last night's debate over an interview on ABC in which Gingrich's second ex-wife accused him of asking for an open marriage. Meanwhile, Romney is still trying to deflect attention from his tax rate and calls for him to release tax returns. Joining us now in the studio are WBUR's political analyst, Republican Todd Domke, and Democrat Dan Payne. Hi, Todd and Dan.
Hi, Sasha.
Hello, Sasha.
So Gingrich really came out firing last night, especially after the CNN host John King asked him about that interview with his ex-wife, Marianne Gingrich. Gingrich called it close to despicable, in his words, to start a presidential debate with such a question. Now, Todd, let's start with you. If we agree that that was the moment of the debate, as many people say it was, did he win the debate, and did he gain more ground in South Carolina?
Well, we know it was the moment of the debate because it's been played so often in the media afterwards. And so it was the winning soundbite.
And Dan?
Well, it never hurts to bash Main Street media if you're a Republican candidate, especially in a place like South Carolina. And Gingrich went about as far as you can, claiming that ABC or other Main Street media, and specifically John King, the moderator from CNN, you were helping elect Barack Obama. This goes over like, you know, honey to the crowd. They loved it. But I just wonder long term whether this kind of sustained media bashing as a basis for a candidacy is going to work for Gingrich.
On the issue of Romney and his tax returns, he said last night for the first time that he will release his returns for several years. He didn't say how many years. I wonder how the two of you would rate his performance in the debate on the taxes issue, and how much do you think it's affecting him in the race right now with voters? Dan, do you want to start?
Yeah, he gave a really ridiculous answer when he was asked if he would follow his father's example, who had released 12 years of his returns when he was running for president.
And set the precedent for that, I understand.
Exactly. And he was asked, that, will you follow your father's example? He paused and grinned and said, maybe, which I thought was a completely disingenuous and ridiculous answer. You either are going to do it or you're not.
Todd, do you see it differently?
No, I don't. He screwed up in both debates on the tax question. And he tried to make it an issue of capitalism, as if it's an attack on free enterprise, asking him for his tax returns. Well, a lot of people wonder whether it's really a question of capitalism or privilege. He didn't answer that. He did say that he represents the streets of America. He grew up in the streets of America. I don't know.
I know where he grew up. Yeah, I'm from Michigan.
Well, I don't know.
In
I mean,
the streets of Grosse Pointe,
more
which
like,
is very elite.
Yeah, I mean, most people think more in terms of Boardwalk or Park Place, you know, not really the streets of Laredo or something.
Todd, what is your prediction for the outcome of the South Carolina primary?
I do think that after this debate last night, Newt should win in South Carolina. He has the energy, and frankly, a lot of undecided conservatives not thrilled with Newt, but they can now rationalize, well, I'm really going in to vote against the elite media and to really keep this race going. That's why what Sarah Palin said really resonated with a lot of voters, the idea of let's keep it going by voting for Newt.
And Dan, your predictions for the primary, as well as whether you think some voters might think like Palin, let's just vote for the other guy to keep the race going.
He's had more lives in this race and in his career than anybody I can think of. I mean, the comebacks, he's dead, he comes back, he's dead, he comes back. I think tomorrow he will win probably somewhere around 5-6 points.
Pivoting before we go from the presidential race to the U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts, I'm interested in your takes on what we should think to see Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren seemingly teaming up to tell outside political groups that they don't want them doing negative ads in Massachusetts. Dan, you want to start?
Ain't going to happen. I was involved with John Kerry when he and Bill Weld decided to impose a spending limit on a race for Senate, and they both found ways to get around the limit. They look for loopholes, and they usually find them. The other problem, however, is that you can't really stop a super PAC. If a super PAC is attacking your opponent, you can't really tell them not to in a way that's convincing.
I think Dan's right. They know that they're really not going to keep the super PACs out. So they know that's the virtuous posture to take. Oh, no, I don't want this to happen. But I think there is some sincerity with both because they've seen how nasty the attack ads on them are, and they'd prefer not to have that. Plus, each knows that they'll have such a huge war chest that they could really control things better if they had all the money, they could do the negative ads alone and not have to worry so much about negative ads coming at them.
If you want to stop the influence of super PACs in Massachusetts, the TV stations have to do it. They've got to say, we are not going to air commercials that are run by third-party groups.
And turn down the money.
And it's a lot of money.
Is that going to happen?
It's possible. There has to be real public pressure, maybe even a lawsuit.
But probably a collective decision. It would have to be all for one and
right.
one for all.
I love Dan's idealism, which I also call naivete. To think of the TV stations turning down the money. But see, he sees the good in people, even with the TV
station.
I'm
a Democrat.
I know. I understand. I can overlook your idealism. There's no problem.
Todd and Dan, thank you.
Good to be with you.
Go Pats.
WBUR's political analysts are Republican Todd Domke and Democrat Dan Payne.